According to the report released on Tuesday, eyewitnesses say the January 31st crash in clear weather occurred when the planes were flying at about the same altitude, one heading southwest, the other northwest. They collided at a 90-degree angle a few miles southwest of Wasilla. The crash sent both pilots to the hospital with serious injuries. NTSB Alaska Chief Clint Johnson.
The information that is in the preliminary report does reflect what we know up to this point. We were able to interview a number of witnesses that actually saw the collision took place, and the airplanes basically came together right over the South Hollywood airstrip, just coincidentally. The collision took place anywhere between 1,500 and 2,000 feet. We're still trying to nail down exactly what the altitude was.
Both planes were Piper PA-18 Super Cubs. One was piloted by Levi Duell, 35, a state wildlife trooper, the other by 53-year-old Jeffrey Barra. The damaged plane spiraled down into Birch and Spruce Forest. Barra's plane lost most of a wing after the collision, and his plane landed upside down.
The trooper airplane, after the collision, had minimal elevator control, whereas the elevator controls the pitch of the airplane, the up and down, basically. And however, he was able to regain limited control just before going into the trees. The other airplane, Mr. Barr's airplane, unfortunately, was not so lucky. It actually lost the entire right wing and descended in a pretty much an uncontrolled spiral into the trees.
Johnson says that it is possible the pilots were not tuned to the same radio frequency.
Both of those radios were removed from each one of the wreckages, sent to our vehicle recorder lab, and they'll be examining those to see if by chance they were on the same frequencies. But again, that's just a data point at this point right now. That's part of the investigation.
The actual cause of the crash will not be determined for months. Johnson says the NTSB tries to complete its reports on crashes within a year. I'm Ellen Lockyer.